Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Tuesday, November 25, year of our Lord 2025. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:10 on the dot. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it. Because we have an administration and a Congress working every day to put Americans first. It's the place where the brave, like the veterans we will salute today, like Charles Coyne Fattori, Scranton, Alexander Savinsky, Sawyersville, Charles Kaler, Bloomsburg, and Joseph Larish, Maconaqua. We lost them this year, but we'll pay tribute to them today, thanks to our man John Basiliga, focusing on one of his great companies, Serenity Care. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers, that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter what they do with it. They're free. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Well, this Bob Cordaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble dealt with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where elected representatives, former veterans of this country's military and intelligence apparatus, can call for insurrection because they're Democrats and they don't like Donald Trump. We really have gone to such an insane level where idiot Hillary Clinton, the hag, could call out, "Wouldn't it be great if Donald Trump just wasn't there anymore?" It's really a remarkable thing. It's a frightening, frightening thing what this Democrat Party has become, what their leadership is. And I, you know, we got a lot of rank and file Democrats following along. We elected an incompetent for governor of New Jersey. A woman who literally did not know how she made $7 million in stock trades while she was in the U.S. Congress. Wow. And Virginia elected a governor, a woman who feels like men and boys should compete with girls and young women in sports and be in their locker rooms and bathrooms. That's who got elected governor of Virginia, the great Commonwealth of Virginia, formerly great. And we have Barack Obama campaigning for this boob. The guy now who 12 months ago said, hey, you're black. You got to vote for the sister. And he campaigned against a black woman who was running for governor as a Republican. Their phoniness, the lies, the just insane mean that they've taken on the whole agenda. It's absolute craziness. We played that ditty on socialism because it's sadly true. You look at the vast majority. Well, certainly look at the leadership of the Democrat Party. And you've got nobody who's ever created a job. They wouldn't have a clue how to do it. Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries. It's really insane. And their policies, I love it. They created inflation. They know it. With the massive spending policies, the Green New Deal policies of the Obama administration. And they're blaming Trump for prices that he's bringing down. And getting away with it because of the media. Do you know that something like 58% of people surveyed thought the gas prices had gone up? This is how bad the media bias is. This is how bad the lies from the left and the Democrat Party are. But just want to mention, Kramer on Instagram was the guy who did the socialism ditty about Mondani and the rest of them. And then you heard Barack Obama. That's something we're going to play constantly. The lies told. And everything was exactly the opposite because of Obamacare. The biggest failure in healthcare ever. It has cost all of us thousands and thousands of dollars a year. Your deductibles have gone up. Your premiums have gone up. Your copays have gone up, tripled because of Obamacare, because of government's increased involvement in health insurance and healthcare. It's just crazy. And they'll ask for more. Oh, no, we want a single-payer system. We want the government to do it all. We want to ruin it totally. That's their sole education. Name the area. Name the area that the government's involved in and tell me it hasn't gotten worse. Somebody texted in, Bob, if you think it's so bad that the media is lying, then why do you say in the beginning of your show that's okay? Because it's their freedom to lie. It's their freedom to be biased. That's what freedom is. Now, sometimes I will add, but I don't think I need to add it. We're smart enough to know the difference. God hope we are. Well, some people are not paying close enough attention, especially the people who think the gas prices have gone up. Just think of that. They think that gas prices have gone up under Trump. egg prices have more than halved, and they thought they have gone up. Because you have a whole class of people and a whole class of haters who tell you that things are horrible. Things are awful. Oh, my God, the world's going to end. Democracy's going to end. Oh, by the way, just so you know, we did not have an election in November. Just so you're aware of it. Some of you may have gotten voted, but don't be fooled. Democracy ended when Trump was elected. It's over. It is over. It's done. How many times could they lie to us? And some of the same people won't tell you, pretend that they're telling you the truth. It's insane. The people who cause problems tell you they have the solution, and that the people who are trying to fix things are the bad guys. Crazy. Joe from Trip Spark, I can't name another government program that did the exact opposite of what they promised would happen and be as big of a failure as Obamacare. I believe it's the biggest government blunder in modern times. It is, because it's the largest invasion into a pretty important area, particularly with the population aging. Why do you think there's this explosion in healthcare companies? Both their size and their consolidation. That's another byproduct, by the way. Because only big companies could deal with the nightmare of billing, regulations, false standards that the government requires. Waiting for your money. They screwed the whole thing up. Quite amazing. Again, I said it yesterday. It's worth saying every day. Anything the government gets involved in at any level becomes worse. Any proposals, any laws, anything they try to accomplish makes things through the government, by the way, because we have normal problem solvers in there now. But anything we try to do through the government makes it worse. It becomes a failure, and then we have unintended consequences. And we have to swallow it while they lie and say, well, let us do more. We'll fix it. Yeah, the same people who broke it. I get it. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, we'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Sam Cooke, number one R&B hit. This date, 1957, Murph tells us. You Send Me. And, of course, before that, this date in 1783, the British evacuated New York during the Revolutionary War. A tactical retreat, I guess you'd call it. Well, we're going to have Rick Bigelow. He'll be on today at 10 o'clock. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Ilan Bentov. He's the writer, producer, and director of Free to Speak is America in Retreat, The Price of Peace. It's basically the true cost of defense. The human and financial cost of keeping the U.S. and its allies safe. And we'll talk about all of that. Of the current 18 million vets, one of the facts that comes out, 5 million are disabled. It's the third installment of his series. And we'll talk to him in the 11 o'clock hour. Jimmy from Harvey's Lake texts in. He says, ALTS. ALTS back at you, Jimmy. My primary care doctor told me the staff he needs to navigate the paperwork and healthcare is now larger than the staff that provides actual care to patients. Right? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Somebody says, are you advocating for no government? Well, I hope you will listen when we open the program. And what I say every day, the country was founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers that government is not our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. It's a necessary evil. So I'm not advocating no government, obviously. Everything they get involved, let's look at the Defense Department. We talked about this yesterday. $900 billion a year between, actually it's $1 trillion a year between the Defense Department and the intelligence services. And we get nothing but failure. And the way we've won battles historically, this is part of the human condition. The way we've won battles is colonel and below have overcome the mistakes that have been made by the higher-ups and the bureaucracy. That's how we've won wars. That's how we've won battles. So I show me something. Really crazy. Somebody takes it, Bob, the reason the insurance industry loves Obamacare is because they are now in bed with the government. They get a blank check in the form of Obama subsidies. The insurance companies love it. Of course they do. It guarantees a profit. They don't have to battle it out with hospitals and healthcare providers and drug companies to find the true price of a drug or a piece of equipment or a service. The government tells them the price, they tap on a profit, and it's done. Morning, Bob. LTS. My girlfriend is a nurse practitioner overseeing a nursing home. She spends about 2 to 3 hours a day seeing patients. The rest is all notes, paperwork, and charting. Seems like a very inefficient system, but what do I know? I'm just an electrician, says the electrician. It's crazy. Our healthcare is moving sideways at a time when scientific advancement is lurching forward at light speed. But the quality of the healthcare is going sideways. It's really odd. And yet we there's people that just vote for it over and over and over again. And they believe the lies over and over and over again. Well, I guess Charlie Brown believed Lucy was going to hold the football so he could kick it. Here we are, what, 70 years later? He's still missing the ball because she pulls it away just as he goes to kick it. He lands on his butt. We'll take a break. Bob Kadar, WILK. We'll be back with our veterans tribute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Today featuring one of his great companies, Serenity Care, the gold standard for senior care in Northeast Pennsylvania. Four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four of these facilities have been completely renovated, inside and out, accepting new residents. John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area and beautiful personal care homes for seniors to live in. You will love them. Charles Coin-Fattori. He passed away November 15th at age 100. And two, he was from Scranton. He was preceded in death by the love of his life, Ann Fattori, in 2020, whom he was married to for 64 cherished years. Born March 17th, 1923, Sassoferrato, Provincia di Ancona, Le Marche, Italy. He was a lifelong member of St. Lucie's Church in Scranton. His early years were shaped by the struggles of the Great Depression, where he learned the value of hard work and resourcefulness. He aided his father in his beer business. He went on to work as a paperboy, shipyard welder. At the age of 18, he joined the Navy, where he served 4 years, third-class coxswain in the Aleutian Islands during World War II. After his service, he returned to Scranton to work at the Lackawanna Pants Factory. He retired from Chamberlain Manufacturing, where he worked as a tool and cutter grinder. Charles always put family first. His motto was, "We can do it together." He was beyond proud of building his house alongside his brother-in-law, Louis. He cultivated a pristine garden enjoyed by both family and friends for decades. The customers in his wife's home's hair salon, they had the pleasure of bringing home vegetables, hearing the daily news, or laughing at his countless jokes. As a centenarian, he remained active and healthy well into his hundreds, staying in his own home thanks to his adoring and devoted daughter, Karen, who served as his caretaker. His grandson, Tom, maintained the upkeep in his home. He not only loved life, but he truly enjoyed living every day and was always eager to learn. He survived by his loving and dedicated daughter, Karen Kern, and husband, Thomas, of Scranton. Granddaughter, grandson, great-grandchildren, and other family members. 102-year-old Charles Coyne Fattori, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with showers likely. Rain could be heavier by evening. 50 degrees, 45 outside the studio now. Tonight, cloudy and mild with lingering showers low. Temperatures holding around 50. Wednesday, clouds and sun. Mild with a chance of a passing shower, but it'll be 60. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Clouds and breaks of sun, colder. High near 40. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Are some of you still traveling? Or do you have people coming in? It's, I've told you this yesterday, it's my favorite holiday. Just enjoyable. And I love the whole week. I just love the whole feel of it. You're not running, I mean, listen, if you're prone to run around getting yourself in a lather, you know, you could do it. And for the people who have to do the turkey and all the stuffing and the preparations, well, if you don't divide the duties enough, yeah, it could be torture. But as a general rule, and if you think about it the right way and you delegate a little bit, it's a pretty good week, isn't it? So, I don't know. I've just been on this whole thing about the truth and about facts. I mean, you heard the drunken Nancy Pelosi. These are the leaders of the Democrat Party. They can't even speak English if you catch them at the wrong time. Like, what did she have to say? Now, she was an idiot savant. Somebody says, Thanksgiving is fun for you because you don't have to cook and bake and wash the dishes. I can't wait for the day after. Well, you got to delegate these things. I admit I do very little. I pretend that I play football in the morning, and that's the rest is pure enjoyment. But, I mean, don't torture yourself. Delegate a little bit. That's what I'm telling you. I think you could really only have one person make the turkey, can't you? I don't know. Do they still take 6 or 8 hours? I guess they do. But it is a headache if you do all the work. Don't do all the work. Ask them to split it up a little bit. And let's remember, too, as we remind you and that we know from each holiday, this Ozzie and Harriet Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving, not everybody has it. They either don't have family, or maybe they're estranged from family, or maybe they're homeless. I mean, there's so many circumstances. So, and remember also what it's about. It isn't even about the turkey. It's not about the food. It's about being thankful. And I'd start it right off by saying you're thankful to be born in the greatest country this world has ever seen. It gives you myriad opportunities. You got to get a little lucky. Some of us start on second base and third base. Some of us have to struggle all the way, but the opportunities are there. Not the guarantee, the opportunity to be who you are, who you want to be, to succeed. But see, we get tied up too much in material nonsense. I've had money and I've been poor. Well, really not much of a big difference. I've got to tell you, not that big of a difference. It's so what? So you can't do whatever. I don't know. Go to the islands. You don't have a private jet. So what? You don't have a boat, a yacht, whatever. You're not a member of country. So what? There's so many great things. I mean, sitting and reading a book is it's an incalculable value. Somebody says, how many Democrats does it take to cook a turkey? Well, probably, if they're left-wingers, they have someone else do it because they can't do anything. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Thanksgiving week. We'll be back. 1963, this date. Man, you didn't realize it was only 3 days after the body of President John F. Kennedy laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. His widow, Jacqueline, lights an eternal flame at the gravesite. We did not know the disaster that was to be Lyndon Johnson, who then took over as president and really started this on a road to destruction and was a lowlife on top of that. But Murph tells us this date, 1968, the Beatles released their White Album. He chose While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I figured that was appropriate, sort of given the solemnity of the history moment. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. Somebody texted in, this is so true. Bob, the proof is in the pudding. Remember before Obamacare, everyone was saying it's going to bankrupt the insurance industry. No, the exact opposite happened. The insurance industry now has both hands in the government cookie jar, and they love it. And they're lobbying for it, and that's the real reason for the government shutdown. Yeah. Obamacare, all about greed, not health care. And it is. You get the government involved in anything. And see, they were the government involvement in Medicaid and Medicare and determining the prices of health care, because they were buying at 25 to 30 cents on the dollar before Obamacare. So they were distorting the prices in a free economy. They call it capitalism. Well, that's got a negative connotation for a lot of people. Let's call it a free economy. In a free economy, which is what we are, competing interests, that includes consumers, manufacturers, the people who sell these products, the people who distribute these products, they battle to determine a price point that makes sense, that is logical, that creates value for all parties. In the healthcare industry, the government just sets the price. And then we wonder why it's so screwed up. I use that example all the time. Take a full balloon. Squeeze one side of it. That's to government's 30%. Squeeze one part of it. The rest of it expands to the point where it blows up. That's what the government has done to healthcare. Because they are, by a factor of God knows how much, the largest insurance company, the largest payer of insurance bills, of medical bills, rather. And it's a disaster. It always has been. It's been accelerated by Obamacare. It's a massive failure. And by the way, we were the first ones on this show to talk about it during the government shutdown, that this is all about covering up the failure of Obamacare. Because then that would point to other failures. And by the way, Obamacare is very popular with the American people because they don't know any better. They don't want to know any better. They believe the lies. Oh, it's an essential program. The people will die without it. Well, no, they won't. It's really sad. And we've got a media and a political party that just lie. By the way, on a separate subject, Tony T says, my Thanksgiving is more like the movie Home for the Holidays with the kickoff with a tray of pizza. Well, I want turkey and the usuals on Thanksgiving. A lot of Italians eat. They'll have macaroni or ravioli or what. I don't want any. I want American food. Turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, that's what I want. Well, my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's time for the news. That means it's 10 o'clock and change. I remind you, guys, it's Christmas. Bicardo Jewelers, Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and of course, the watch I wear, the Bicardo Jewelers watch. They tell me the time, and I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest places you could go to Christmas shop, and I'm getting Cutie Jewelry this year. She asked for something specific, so I'm going to get it at Bicardo's. I'm looking forward to it. But that's what they do every day. They're there for you. And if you don't have a ton of cash, a ton of money, go see them now. Talk to Alex now and say, what can you do for me on a layaway or financing or whatever? So you got to start a little earlier if you're of modest means, such as myself. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Kennard, WILK. We'll do the news. We'll come back. We got Rick Bigelow. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.